something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we play a brand new game called Trudeau or False.
We play Hit the Post again.
And it's the top five March break jams, all coming up right now on TNT.
We're back, 63.
Hey, it's your name, Jeremy Taggart.
What a week.
What's cracking, Jeremy Taggart?
Oh, who's that? Is that J-Rock?
Yeah, it's your boy, you know what I'm saying?
How you doing?
I'm doing aight.
My dad was asking for you.
Was he? Yeah. I did the Trailer Park Boys podcast, and it had been a while since I strapped on the old do-rag.
Yeah.
And it takes a minute to get back in.
Oh, because they film it, right?
They do, yeah. It's both a comfy shirt, like an old familiar friend that I'm inhabiting.
Yeah, sure.
And also, you know, just really what takes a minute is the English to Ebonics translation that has to happen in my head before I speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure.
But it was fun.
I was looking up because I was just writing today about the seeing things.
Yeah.
And the Louis Del Grande reference, I just wanted to get it right. But then I found this like behind the scenes thing that you go on about Louis Del Grande even more.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the deleted scenes on YouTube of season one. And you go on about like the whole his show, like he has these glasses and he used to wake up in the middle of the night.
Motherfucker used to see things with a candy.
Have these visions and solving crimes.
Louis Del Grande be like, wait a second, you know what I'm saying? I seen that baby stroller up in my eyes, you know what I mean?
It's always like a baby stroller rolling down the street.
Hold on with your candy. That pork chop, you know what I'm saying? It was unfinished, but I seen it in my dream last night. You know what I mean? Maybe J-Rock should do seeing things. Hey, hold up right quick. You know what I'm saying? I think I found a klizzoo.
A dog attacking somebody.
They should have done a crossover episode between Littlest Hobo and Seeing Things.
It was never like a gas station's about to blow up. It was always like someone's getting stuck. Someone's giving them a stick me up in the Shoppers.
Yeah, because we couldn't afford to blow anything up. In Canada, it's always like, you're not supposed to be in the rink after hours. What's going on here?
That's an episode?
Yeah.
Some guy.
The Night Watchman.
By himself.
Wait a second. You're not supposed to be in here. It's after 10, bot.
But beforehand, Louis Del Grande comes up to him. He's like, listen, check your locks. Maybe change the locks tonight. There's going to be this guy. He's going to want to come in here and skate.
What a sin. That is part of the joy of watching. I mean, less so nowadays, but watching old school Canadian drama, watching the way they wrote around having to have, like, an oil fire or a chemical spill. Like, whoa, that was close, Chief.
Can you remember any of the... You have the seeing things script.
Well, this is the thing.
The plot?
There's probably more of me in J-Rock than you might expect on the surface. So, as I mentioned before, my office at CBC where I was doing Jonovision was the office of Louis Del Grande before I took it over. So I found the show Bible from Seeing Things. So that's probably why Louis Del Grande was on the brain. And that's why when I saw John Dunsworth as Leahy, I hammered him with a Louis Del Grande. Like it always comes from somewhere, all the references.
Yeah. For sure. What was the script? What's it like?
It was a Bible, which is the document that they usually write before a show starts. And it's like, these are the main characters. These are the locations. These are the characters' relationships with each other.
Oh, wow.
These are some of the stories we might tell. And it's quite detailed. And it's usually written beforehand.
Yeah.
And mainly the reason is because if you got hired to write on Seeing Things, they'd hand you the Bible so you could read it to kind of familiarize yourself with kind of the backstory and stuff. The weird thing about Seeing Things is that they didn't write their show Bible until, I think, the second season. And they did it because I think CBC asked them to. So it was like, all right, we'll just write up this thing. But it's not normally something you'd write after the show is up and going.
So it just explains Louis Del Grande's character and all the situation options.
Yeah. I wonder if I could find it. I'll try to find it before we snap off the next potty, because it would be fun to do some readings from it.
Yeah. So I'm going to Medieval Times this weekend.
For some jousting and turkey legs?
Yeah, I am. My boy is turning 10 this week. It's a big deal, so we're going to hit the Medieval Times on Saturday.
Just so, like, who's going? Classic. The fam, or you have to take a bunch of folks with you?
No, just the family, and that's it.
Whose call was Medieval Times, yours or his?
What's that?
Whose call was Medieval Times?
Oh, it was kind of that they like it. I think they're into that.
You've been there before?
Well, No. They've never been there before. I went when I was younger. I think I took my niece and nephew there, but I think they don't really watch a lot of violent stuff. But there's fighting and no one's really getting hurt and the horses and all that stuff. So they'll get a kick out of it.
How's the food at Medieval Times?
It's like whatev salad, like probably airplane styles.
That's what they serve. The first course is whatev salad.
Yeah.
Followed by some turkey legs.
And you have to eat with your hands.
Do you?
I think so.
And is
because that's the way it was.
Is the audience divided into teams?
And everyone's Irish. What?
Is the audience divided into teams? Like, are you cheering for one horse and the people on the other side are cheering for the other horse?
It's like the red versus blue, the Bloods and the Crips in the medieval days.
I wonder if a fight has ever broken out in the stands at Medieval Times. Like, do people get banged up there?
No, it's all families and kids. It's not like people just going, like, all adults hanging out getting all banged up. I don't think that would be allowed at all.
See, we don't have Medieval Times in the Maritimes. We have the Maritimes, which is families going to a tavern to eat wings and watching people play the VLTs.
Oh, you would be there for sure, though, if there was.
Really?
You wouldn't take the girls there?
Do you just want another turkey leg, girlst? What did you do with your turkey legs, girlst? They're gone, are they? You just grab the turkey by the knots and cut her stem to stern. The knots.
I remember that.
We could go to the Canton Cafe for Medieval Times. Monkey knots.
I missed out on the Canton Cafe.
We tried to go, but she was closed. As you know, for March break, we're doing the Bangor Sneak. We're driving to Bangor and then flying down to Orlando to pick up the rig and drive it back.
Yeah.
So the girls are all fired up. The girls.
Yeah, they're going to hit the parks or no?
Yeah, well, I don't know if we're going to go to Disney because, as I've said before, sometimes when we go, it's crowded and it's a whole thing and it's a whole deal and it's kind of fun. And then at the end of the day, you say, what was your favorite part? And they say, remember the squirrel in the parking lot?
Yeah.
So we've been a couple of times. I suspect March break week will be bananas. So I don't think it's on the top of our list of priorities this time around.
So you're just going to enjoy the weather.
Yeah. Well, really, we're going to drive the rig back. That's kind of the main purpose in going down.
Yeah. So the kids will be partying in the RV mostly.
Yep. And I'm going to get a nice Bruce to fix the generator in Nashville.
Nice Bruce. Yes.
But yeah, really, it's going down to Uncle Bob Storage in Celebration, Florida, where Dante Billingsley works. He's from New Jersey, and he's been debating going back because he doesn't really have any friends in Celebration. So his cousin moved down for a while, but he didn't really like it. So Dante thinking about moving back to New Jersey. He was like, you know, really? Kid and Play hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was the real thing, man. He was a great character and a really nice dude. Dante's going to let us get access to our rig after hours because that's how much of a bod he is.
So it's March Breaks Madness.
March Madness, bod. March Madness. Hey, we came up with a new game that we were going to play today.
Yeah.
Called Trudeau or False, because recently Sophie Grégoire Trudeau and Justin Trudeau were in Washington. And it was bananas how well they were received. Not only did Barack and Justin get their friendship on, but Michelle and Sophie really hit it off on the issues of, girls' education and equality and things like that. Michelle went so far as to call Sophie her soulmate, which is pretty cool. First time in 20 years that a prime minister has been invited to a state dinner. I mean, Barack all but said Harper was a dick. He practically said that. And he said it in a presidential way by saying, I'm so excited that it's a new day for relations between our two countries. But that's presidential code for Harper was a dick.
Yeah, they didn't play golf together, I'm assuming.
No. Plus, he didn't invite his neighbor, didn't invite him to dinner the whole time. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read a statement, and you have to say if it's Trudeau or false.
Trudeau or false.
The game is called Trudeau or False, and it's kind of a way to get to know our first couple. Because sure. She's very articulate. She's quite an interesting person.
I wasn't crazy about that song she flew out there.
You know what? Give her a mulligan. It's her first
few months in office. Hey, I'm giving her a mulligan, but it was like a what's going on here moment.
I know.
Unnecessary. 2 minutes for unnecessary singing.
I know, it really was, but like you wonder in the wake of that, like who says to her, like, okay, you know how you sang the thing? Maybe don't sing the thing again. But I could see him as being the kind of guy who's like, who cares? Sing if you feel like singing. He's very comfortable in his own skin.
Well, we're not talking about him. I was just talking about that singing.
I know. Here's the first Trudeau or false statement. You ready?
Yep.
Sophie Gregoire Trudeau was a correspondent on E-Talk.
There's no way, right? That's false.
That's Trudeau, bud. That's Trudeau. She was.
It's Trudeau.
Yep. Justin wow. Trudeau acted in the 2007 miniseries The Great War. Trudeau or false? He acted in the 2007 miniseries The Great War.
Sure, that's true.
That is Trudeau. Like
down on the summer holidays.
That is Trudeau. Justin, according to Forbes magazine, is the 69th most powerful person in the world. Trudeau or false?
I think that's Trudeau.
That's Trudeau.
Yeah.
You're on a hot streak. That's two in a row.
On a hot streak. Because the first one was ridiculous.
Sophie worked as a personal shopper at Holt Renfrew in the 2000s.
That's true for sure.
That's true. You're on a hot streak.
Yeah, that's right.
To unwind, Justin loves watching the Property Brothers.
Yeah, sure he does.
No, I made that up.
Oh, okay. I bet that's he does, bold. Though.
I know, it's kind of...
unwind.
There's no way to verify. Maybe you should fire a tweet at him and just ask.
Nah.
The Property Brothers are a big, big deal.
I'll just play this jam.
It's a good jam. Please welcome breaking it up. Sophie Gregoire Trudeau. I kind of hit the post.
What's that?
I hit the post.
You did? Oh, you did. Yeah, you did. I remember this jam back in the days in Mansfield when I was a kid hearing it.
The Kinks, right?
Hey, you know what's back?
What? Like
crazy?
What?
That you thought you would never come back?
What?
Rubik's Cubes.
Are they back?
Mad back.
Like the kids are playing with them?
Kids are going, yeah. You go back into the stores now and there's all kinds of different ones now stocked.
Like when you go to Medieval Times, is Jack going to be like, can I take my Rubik's Cube? And you're going to have to tell him to leave it in the van?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. There's one in the car. They have like three or four different ones.
I have to assume that Rubik's Cube is better for your brain than...
It's got to be.
Well, I shouldn't say it, than video games. But I guess it's moderation, bud. Two more questions on the Trudeau or false. You ready?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Justin's birthday is Christmas Day. Trudeau or false?
Trudeau.
That was true.
Yeah, there you go.
This one's surprising. Trudeau or false? Sophie Gregoire Trudeau lists badminton among her favorite pastimes.
That sounds true.
That's false.
Oh, come on.
I made that up.
Bet you have a bet. I know, but she could.
She sure could. Badminton just makes me laugh.
I was never good at badminton. I was like, you hit it over once and then it fired into the tree.
I was wicked at badminton. Does. Where are you playing badminton that there's so many trees around?
Back in the backyards, at back in the day in the 80s.
You didn't play in the gym? As part of gym?
No. I don't know. Maybe.
When you
yeah,
did...
Yeah, I think they did. That's right. They had the whole team.
Sure going. They did.
People getting hit in the head with the rackets.
When you did the participation challenge, remember?
Oh, yeah.
The round badges?
Participation?
Yeah. What color badge would you get? Gold, silver, bronze?
I'd get the odd gold, but silvers.
Yeah.
The odd bronze, maybe for the shuttle run. Remember that, baby?
Yeah, I sure do. Burpees.
For lifting yourself up.
Burpees were awful, but I did okay at them. Chin-ups, I sucked at. And sit-ups, I wasn't great at. I could still do it. It's like, can you do 30 sit-ups in 5 minutes? Like, it was never super challenging. But anything involving my own weight, like propelling my own weight, like pull-ups, forget it.
Yeah, no dice?
No dice. And, like, rope climbing, it's not for me.
Yeah, I think that was around the last time I made fun of a kid in the wrong way, like calling derogatory. I called him, well, not derogatory, I'd say. He was a huge kid, and I just called him a name, and then he smashed my head against the concrete wall.
You kind of deserved that.
I did.
You called him Hugie? Hugo?
Yeah, he grabbed me and threw me into the wall, and I was like, well, that's concrete, and that hurt a lot.
Man,
that was it.
You think of how many opportunities there are to feel small about yourself in school.
Yeah.
From reading in front of people if that's not really your bag, to competing in participation in gym if that's not really your thing. I mean, we all went through it and we all developed social skills to kind of cope in those settings, but even the change room was pretty traumatizing for some folks, right?
Yeah.
Like a bigger lad having to whip the tarp off and get changed.
Shirts and skins. It's not fun. On the basketball?
That's the worst.
Not the worst one. Where you're like, oh, come on.
Shirts
man.
And skins is the worst because you also play on asphalt. And if you go down playing basketball on asphalt, that hurts.
Oh, yeah. You get some good radishes on your backs.
That hurts like a math.
Yeah. Is there any more Trudeau's or that was it?
No, that was it. You did really That's well. Because some of them sound really implausible, like the eTalk Daily thing.
Again with the e-talk.
Yeah. Let's take a break on 63. You mentioned the 80s are back. We're going to play Hit the Post 80s styles. And I feel really good about the songs that I picked for you.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's take a break, Gerst.
I got you some doozies as well, my friend.
We haven't played in a while, and I was talking about it with Carol, and she said, why don't you play Hit the Post? People love that.
Yeah.
Because what happened was she was listening to a new one, and her phone's been acting up, and it somehow punted her back to an old one that she hadn't heard all the way through. And it was Hit the Post, and she was really excited to hear we were playing Hit the Post. So it sounds fun. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm in. We're do you want to hit it right now, or do you want to take a break and then go back into it?
Let's take a little break. As a French-Canadian listener mentioned, in French, it's pause. On va prendre une pause. Taggart, Pitorin, 63, continue. Après cette pause.
Cocktail, please.
Hey.
I'm so excited with gusts up to nervous for Hit the Post.
Yeah.
Because if you played it at home or in the car, you know this, that sometimes you get on a hot streak and sometimes you go stone cold. And it just doesn't feel very good when you go stone cold.
Yeah. And I've been on a long hot streak of bad ones, not... Like gutters, total gutter balls.
Like, I think it's really funny to refer to things in your life as gutter balls.
Oh, I know, but I don't think I've hit the post since the first leg of the tour.
How was your first date with Charlize? Oh, man, gutter ball. Hey, did those job leads work out that I sent your way? Nah, man, 3 gutter balls. Total gutter balls, man. Straight gutter balls. All right, who's going first? This is an 80s edition of Hit the Post. Not like they all aren't, anyway.
Yeah.
It comes down to two things. One is taking your time, and two is how well you know the song. As we saw in Calgary, Hornsby, The Way It Is, that's a cakewalk for me.
Yeah, you can kill that song. That's like a... You've probably done that in, like, in the shower or something.
Here's what I think we should do. I think we should use the power of social media to try to get Burton and Bachman to tour together. And it could be called the Cumbach Tour. C-U-M-M-B-A-C-H. The Cumbach Tour.
But they already do play together.
Oh. Then let's at least start a movement to get it named the Cumbach Tour.
The Cumbach, or Sebastian Bach.
C-U-M-M-B-A-C-H.
So getting all Skid Row, if they brought back Sebastian Bach, you could bring it to them too.
Will be right, Bach. It means like Bach to school. By the way, Bach to school, there's a reality show right there. Sebastian Bach goes back to get his grade 12.
Yeah.
Bach to school on VH1. We'll continue in a moment.
And it's like, algebra, man. I hate algebra, man. He's like,
you want me to what?
Sneaking vodka and drinking out of that.
Bach to school.
Putting ham sandwiches under other kids' desks.
Dave, I'm going to tell you, the best reality shows, I'm convinced, start with the title. Like, what's the show? It's called Bach to School. You're either signing that contract or you're not. No amount of explanation, right? It's like slashing prices. Slash goes to Best Buy and, you know, barters prices down till people buy things. That's Slash. The whole show. Yeah.
Axel's Garage, and it's Axl Rose fixing the car.
Yeah, exactly. That's a show. Well, like, Thick or Thin, what is the Alan Thicke show called?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like called, like, Thick to It, or... Yeah.
What?
Isn't it called, like, Thick to It? Or Thick and Thin?
No. I would like some show called, like, Huge Cock, because the guy's name's Hugh.
I don't know what network that's going on. Although... I'd like to watch you pitch a bunch of network shows with ideas like that with a straight face. That'd be cool.
No, I don't know. It's about like he's got like a collection of like farm animals. He's a farmer.
Moving on, Yop. It's a remake of The Jeffersons sponsored by Yop. All right.
A remake of The Jeffersons?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just an ideas guy.
New condo?
Or, yeah, it's a new condo. It's a new condo. All right, let's do this. Who's going first?
You go first.
You go first. I'll give you a jam first and a station first. You ready? All
right. Yeah.
The jam is Right Here Waiting by Richard Marx.
Oh, yes.
Skid Marx.
What's the station?
By the way, Full Marks, a show where Richard Marx goes back to high school. That's another show.
Well, it's always going back to school.
Full Marks.
Yeah. Full Marks, he's trying to learn how to be a chef.
Yeah, or Marxist or something. Richard Marx, Right Here Waiting. The station is, are you ready?
Yeah.
92.5 The Hawk in Port Hawkesbury.
Oh.
It's in Cape Breton.
Beautiful. Beautiful location.
Right Here Waiting, Richard Marx, 92.5 The Hawk in Port Hawkesbury. Good luck.
Okay. 92.5 The Hawk in Port Hawkesbury. You know how it is. This is always 80s all the time. I don't even know what age I was when this came out. I think it was in 1982 or 3. All I know is my older brother wanted his hair to look exactly like Richard Marx. Anyway, here's Richard Marx right here waiting for you. One of the best rock and old school 80s at the Hawkin'. the Hawk. Port Hawkesbury. Your favorite rock and roll. The 80s rock. The Port Hawk. Hope your coffee's nice and warm. Mine's...
Oh!
It's a creeper.
What's with that, man? That was like 50 seconds or something. Sending me Enter Sandman.
I couldn't decide if I should go with a 5-seconder so you'd blow yourself up or something that was deceptively long.
Oh, that was long. I thought it was going to start like 3 times. When I called it the Hawkin'.
So is this, or does it take place in the 80s, or it's an 80s station?
No. Well, I guess either or would work, right? For sure. Okay, you ready for
that was entertaining.
One?
Thank you for that. What am I doing?
Hang on 2 seconds. We're going to have to take a break.
Let's take a break on TNT 63 and be right back after this.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
Sorry, Jonathan.
Not at all, Jeremy. It was nice to take a little break, and it's also great to be back.
It is great to be back.
Can I ask you something? Was that a stall tactic to try to get inside my kitchen and freak me out because I have a little more time to think about it?
That's right. That'll work, too, since my streak has been so trashy.
All right. What am I doing? Where am I going?
Okay, your song is Toto, Hold the Line.
Okay.
And you're working at 93.7, The Squirrel, in Medicine Hat.
Okay. I guess it's working when we don't give each other more information than that, right?
Yeah. No, it's good. And but I can, it's still at best 80s.
I can be in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, it can be in the 80s, too, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be in the 80s.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Let me turn up my jam. I have the track here. Hey, everybody. Jonathan Torrance. It's the Top 7 at 7. You're listening to 93.7 The Squirrel in Medicine Hat. How's it going on this 1985 night? I have 2 tickets to Howard the Duck to give away in the next hour. But right now, how about a little Toto? Here's Hold the Line on The Squirrel. Yes!
He just crushes it.
Yes!
You banged it right on the head.
It feels good. It feels good because sometimes you're in the pocket and sometimes you're not.
Now I know what that song's like. I want to know what love feels like because I don't remember what that's like.
Okay, you got this one. This is actually one of my favorite songs from the 80s. It was a one-hit wonder by Nick Kershaw called Wouldn't It Be Good?
Wouldn't it be good?
Do you remember the song? Wouldn't it be good?
Yeah.
Wouldn't It Be Good by Nick Kershaw, and your station is 97.3 The Tick in Port Hope.
97.3 The Tick in Port Hope.
Yeah, wouldn't it be good? Nick Kershaw, you got this, bud. Take a breath and banger.
Oh, my. I'm at that point now where I need reassurance.
No, you got her, bud. There's no competition here. You got her, bud.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, hit it.
Okay. How you doing out there, Port Hope? It's 1986 morning. Anybody remember Nick Kershaw? I love Nick Kershaw. He's a British guy, kind of came and went, like the winter. I love the winter, I miss it. Spring's in the air. Here we go. The Tick in Port Hope, the best 80s music for you. Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good, from 1984. MCA Records. Give it to us, Nick. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great night, too.
That's a yes. That's a yes. You hit the post on that, bud. You did a bail, but it was a boomerang. You came back in and you nailed her. You're back on top.
Wow, that was some tap dance. And another 46-second job.
Yeah, it was. Maybe
I don't know anything about don't know anything about Nick Kershaw to riff upon.
Not even who drummed for him. Surprising.
I have no idea. It's just probably some studio guys from England.
I guess so. He was English, wasn't he? Yeah. Circa Big Country and what have you. Where am I going?
Yeah, that's
what's the jam? What's the station?
Okay. Your jam is Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.
Come on. It's like I'm coming home.
And your station is 99.5, The Praying Mantis in Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay. Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, this was the first record, aside from The Way It Is, that really meant something to me. So I feel good about this. Here we go. Hey, everybody. John and Torrens. It's the GWG Power Hour. I have a $2 gift certificate to Orange Julius to give away in the next hour. How are you doing tonight, Sault Ste. Marie? The Greyhounds are in action tonight. Everybody's down at the rink rooting for them. In the meantime, here's Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. Only on 99.5, The Praying Mantis. Have a great night, everyone. Jeremy Taggart's in next. Tears for Fears. I don't know. I feel like...
close enough.
I feel like I get a half point because I had to circle the wagons back on Tears for Fears.
That's okay, though. Because you knew the station name was a handful.
It was, but I kind of started it too early. But bonus points for remembering that the Sioux hockey team's called the Greyhounds.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
How the hell did you remember that?
I don't know. I think because Gretzky played there, didn't he?
Oh. Well,
that was the place that he wanted to go. That Walt was like, I don't know, Wayne. It's far away. Howard Jones, Things Can Only Get Better. Is your song
Howard Jones?
It has a real doom, da-na, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- So don't bail too early. The station is, I thought we never repped the North on this show. 103.5, the Narwhal. In Rankin Inlet. I don't think narwhals get enough props. Those things are rad.
The Narwhal.
103.5, the Narwhal. The track is Things Can Only Get Better. Howard Jones.
Howard Jones?
Bonne chance. 103.5? Yep. My hair looked a lot like Howard Jones in the 80s. He's a super sick keyboard player. Got her teed up there, bud?
Yeah, I got it. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope your chef shirt isn't dirty. I know I'm wearing mine. It's a little chilly for a 1983 winter evening, but we got some music here to warm things up. He's hot. Doesn't get much any hotter than Howard Jones. And guess what? Things can only get better at the Narwhal in Rankin Inlet.
Yes, guy. Yes, guy. What is that called in music terms when there's a little, like, is it called a turnaround or something?
A break?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, a little break before they come in.
Like, da 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 boo down down boom ba da ba da ba dum. That's like the break.
Like every single Mutt Lange song?
Yeah.
Yeah, before the chorus. Okay,
that was
good.
Sick. That was really good. That was really good.
I didn't know that song at all.
Really?
Yeah, 4,000 views.
4,000?
Yeah, how big can the song be?
You probably know No One Ever Is to Blame. No one, no one.
Yeah, I know that
one. No one ever. That's so Fairview Junior High slow dance for me. And you want her, and she wants you. It's a good jam.
Okay. Are you ready for your next last one?
Yes. Was that your last one? So you got two out of three.
Ooh. Your last jam is Alan Parsons' project, Eye in the Sky.
Of course it is. funny that we both kind of went one-hit wondery. Although Richard Marx, no. Tears for Fears, no.
Yeah.
Alan Parsons, Eye in the Sky. What is the station?
95.5, The Cat in Bracebridge. And don't forget, you can throw something out to Santa's Village is up there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good local reference.
Yeah. Or the Les Stroud, the Survivor man. He lives in Huntsville. That's up the road.
Does he?
Maybe he's coming to Canadian Tire this weekend.
Okay.
Les Stroud.
Okay.
The guy that you want if your car breaks down in the woods.
I guess so, but was he a thing in the 80s?
No, I mean, I guess Survivor, he was... Survivor man? Oh, no, it's before his time. This is in the 80s? You're going to go that way. Okay,
I think
sorry.
So.
Yeah, that's fine. Still, Santa's Village is still banging, though.
95.5, The Cat in Bracebridge.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
It's Jonathan Torrance with you on location at Santa's Village in Bracebridge. You're listening to 99.5, The Cat. Speaking of projects like the one Alan Parsons has going, I was in my Zubaz workout pants playing Atari and almost choked on Big League Chew. Here's Alan Parsons.
Great.
Bonus points for all the 80s references that I crammed yes. in.
Big League Chew.
But the
what was the shirt you had on?
Oh, I had Zubaz workout pants on.
Oh, Zubaz.
Playing Atari. I didn't have enough time to get to the project, so the anecdote wasn't great, but there were a lot of 80s references, and I bailed in time.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like if I'm being truthful, I feel like I get a half point for that, and I get a half point for the last one.
Whatever. I didn't nail anything either.
Fun, though. Fun to dust off the old hit the post.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to dust her off.
I looked at some tunes by Pat Benatar. Looked at Love is a Battlefield, but she kind of talks through the vamp. I was trying to find some female artists, like Heart Alone would have been a good one.
Rise Up.
I looked at...
Rise Up.
No, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. But that has some... A lot of the videos in the 80s, they start with like a little scene, so they're hard to cue up.
Yeah, that's why you got to go for the album versions.
What is this?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, it is Rise Up.
Yeah.
It's Jonathan Torrance and Jeremy Taggart on location at Santa's Village in Bracebridge. You stop by this afternoon, we're giving away gift certificates to Mark's Work Warehouse. A pair of Denver Hayes pants could be yours. Here's Parachute Club, Rise Up. Why don't you rise up and stop by this afternoon? We're here till 5. It's the Parachute Club.
They're wearing parachute jackets.
Do you think that's where the name came from?
Probably because parachute pants were banging back then, remember?
What do you mean, were? The kids wear them now.
They're back?
Yes.
Parachute pants?
I'm going to make a controversial statement. I believe I brought...
I had a pair of parachute pants like 2 years after they were way out.
I was hoping you were going to say 2 years ago. For reasons I won't bore you with, I somehow stumbled upon OLP at, what was it called? Woodstock?
Yeah.
You're wearing your Adidas shorts.
Yeah.
Are they the same ones that you still have?
Oh, no, those aren't the same ones. No, those were just another pair.
I wonder if they were the same ones. Here's the other thing. This is a controversial statement, but I believe in my heart it's true. When I went to England in 1980... I came back to Prince Edward Island with a Rubik's Cube, and do you remember the missing link?
Yep, that big flat rectangle thing.
I don't think I'm lying when I say I brought back the first Rubik's Cube to Canada.
You think you did?
Yeah.
Really?
Like crossing on the Mayflower. Like, yeah, I think I did. I certainly brought back the first one to my neighborhood in PEI, which at the time was my entire world. But I don't remember anyone else having them then.
But it blew up just shortly thereafter, right?
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting it blew up because I brought it back.
No, it was just the wave. You could feel the wave. It already hit Europe.
But I remember folks were like, I don't know, that seems kind of lame. But it was like Cabbage Patch Kids. They kind of blew up out of nowhere. When I brought the Rubik's Cube back and the Missing Link, people were like, what the? That's stupid.
And then when it was on That's Incredible, remember they had the Rubik's Cube contests on there?
No. Oh, to see how fast you could put it together?
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked when you had a Rubik's Cube that was done, which I could never do, but then you could do what was called Ohio. Did you ever do that?
What's that?
You make one side is like all one color except for the middle dot. That's the O. The next side is an H, then an I, then an O.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't do that either, I tell you. Could do I Ohio. Saw this guy on the internet. He did it in 5 seconds, a whole cube.
Come on.
Yeah. That's like the new world record, I think. 5 seconds, the whole thing.
I don't understand how.
Can you believe? I don't know. I saw it in like slow-mo and then triple slow-mo, and the thing's just whizzing still.
When I was... And, sorry, go ahead.
No, go. The appeal is crazy. So on YouTube, you'll see all kinds of different people doing stuff. This other guy has three of them in his hand while he's juggling, and he does them all Come three on. Cubes, while he's juggling in like 4 or 5 minutes.
C'est banane.
It's crazy. Juggling.
When I was in Vegas, one of the guys on the crew, it's kind of an interesting place to work on a show because most of the guys on the crew came there to do their craft. So the guy who was operating a camera is an Elvis impersonator at night. One of the guys who was a grip backstage is a sleight of hand magician who did 1,800 shows at Caesar's Palace and wanted to get into something more stable.
And another one sweeps the floors, and that night he's pretending to be a bartender behind the bar with a beard on.
Exactly. So this guy, this sleight of hand magician, showed me a card trick where it was one of those, like, he's shuffling the deck, he gets me to shuffle the deck, and then tells a story. And it's like, one night, four jacks, flip, 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 were out to play some 21, flips two, flips a one. They played for a few hours and did okay, and then decided to tip the dealer $10. $10, $10, $10. He's flipping tens. Goes through the whole deck telling a story and flips every single card until the deck is gone. Like, how?
I don't know.
I mean, he's no Mr. Magic, but he was still very impressive. Yeah, and so I asked, like, is it math? And he was like, no, man, it's not math at all. It's sleight of hand. I don't get it.
Yeah. What are you doing to my... Are you giving
what are you
me
doing a, to my head and face? Let's take a break on TNT 63. Want to?
Yeah.
And we'll be right back after this. Gerst.
What did Justin lift the axe? Gerst.
And we're back here. Sorry,
welcome
y'all.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I feel like everybody's voice in the 70s was like that.
When you got him on the spot.
Who's the, every day I sit beside you on the bus to Madison Avenue. That was Ian Thomas, right? He wrote it.
I think so, yeah.
But, and then there was Stephen Bishop. Remember that map?
Yeah, you're like throwing the one-hit wonders of the 70s. I
Something's
thought you said you're
telling
not the 70s
me
guy.
It might be you. All of my life. From Tootsie.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a top five for the first time in a few weeks.
For a top five. Last minute top five.
Exciting.
Put together for March break.
It's the March break top five.
Yeah.
So is this the top five, like, take a break from having the kids around jams or doing stuff as a family jams, or it's a combo platter?
Well, I think that's the thing. Each song can have any of those options. It's all March right. break stuff, bud.
Okay. What's our first song, and who are we? Where are we going?
We can be a couple guys off for the work for the weekend.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, so are they teachers? Just to kind of keep it March breaky?
Okay, sure. Yeah, because you don't really get it. March break when you're working in a factory.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So my name's Lori. I'm a dude named Lori.
To be a couple guys working at a beer factory or something. Teachers.
Teachers. I'm a dude named Lori.
What's your name?
Lori.
Lori?
I'm a dude named Lori.
A guy named Lori?
Yep.
I'll be a guy named Manfred.
Manfred?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Lori?
Yeah?
Okay. Nice long break. Cannot wait till I get in that car and we... are we going to the social? Are we going to the Legion tonight?
I guess so. That's where Stuart and Amanda said that all the teachers were going to celebrate March break. But I'm going to tell you something. By the time March break rolls around, all I can think about is getting a break from these idiots. And that's just the kids.
I got the perfect suit for this weekend, too.
What is it?
It's just this new polyester number. Water goes off it like a duck's back.
Manfred, I have kind of a dilemma, and I'm wondering if you can help me, both in spelling it and solving it.
I just wanted to say, like, I'm not spilling any drinks on me. Go ahead, even if you want to. It's just going to fire off of me nothing.
Like water off a duck's arse.
Yeah.
Manfred, let me ask you something. You know my student, Colin.
Colin Pranks?
Yeah.
Is that his? Yeah, that's him, right?
Yeah. And you know his mom, Janice.
Yeah.
She asked if I wanted to come over for dinner sometime during March break.
Well, that would be a little awkward, wouldn't it? You got to sit there, you, Colin, and her?
I don't know, because Colin is kind of hard on the head, but she's a hot-looking tuna.
I don't know, Lori.
I mean, Mr. Pranks is out of town for the week, but...
that's even worse.
She said something about needing extra help herself, and I don't know what that means.
The kid's got to be there and listening to all this stuff go on the Friday night.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Gannon. What is it, bud?
Remember you were bumping up and down on my mom last week?
Seeing your kids?
My dad's kind of mad about that.
Yeah, I bet. Seeing your kids during March break must be awk is the word. All right, what's number four?
How about a couple dudes getting off school?
Okay, a couple young bucks.
In the shop class?
Okay.
Or do you want to do another kind of class? Woodworking?
Well, what if we make them kids, like elementary school?
Baskets.
Let's make them elementary school kids.
I'm up any of the above for me.
Okay, they're elementary school kids. My name's Darcy. Right? Like grade 2?
Yeah.
And we're stoked for March break and all the things we're going to do and eat.
And my name is, my name's Stevie.
Okay.
Stevie and Darcy, and they're trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
Hey, Darcy.
What is it?
What are we going to do next week?
I was thinking about this. Why don't you ask your mom if you could sleep over Saturday, Monday, Thursday, and Friday? And ask your mom if I can sleep over Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday.
That sounds like a good time. There's supposed to be a Batman marathon on the weekend.
Well,
you can watch it all night.
I didn't want to ruin this surprise for you, but I signed us both up for Science Lab Science-Cateers.
What?
It's every day from 9 to 6. Yeah, it's at school.
All right. Can learn about fire.
Well, guess what? We each get our own Bunsen burner, and we don't even have to share.
That's so cool, because then I can burn whatever I want, whenever I want.
Still guess who else ideas. Is going?
Who's going?
Amanda.
The Amanda? Like, WAP WAP Amanda?
Yeah, and guess what? I told her that you were going to be going to Science-Cateers, and she rolled her eyes and said whatever, but that my sister told me that means she likes you.
I think it does, because
it's the return of the Mac.
Amanda's coming.
Give me some skin.
What?
Skin me.
Yeah.
Slide me some skin. I set you right up here, with Mandy.
Yeah, no, totally. We're going to make it up.
Let's go pound some demi-loons and take shots. Remember taking shots?
Taking, like getting punched?
No, like somebody dresses up as a goalie and you take shots on them and then you switch.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, next jam.
Number three, hit us. What if this is a mom taking two girls downhill skiing?
Okay, you be the mom.
Okay.
Two girls going downhill skiing.
Yep. Okay. But really, they're going to do drugs because they're in high school.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's like that.
Yeah.
All right. What's your name?
Mom.
Just mom?
Yeah.
And I'll be, I don't know, you can give me whatever name you want.
All right, what if your name is Suzette?
Perfect. And the other one is Rhonda?
Yeah, Suzette and Rhonda.
Okay. All right. Okay, here we are. You're driving us up right now.
Okay.
Boom.
Rhonda, your mother tells me that you've given up figure skating. Is that true?
Well, I was just kind of sick and tired of it. I didn't really want to do it anymore.
You're so graceful on the ice, though.
I'm not as good as it. I don't really like it.
Suzette, you didn't encourage her to stay in figure skating? You two have been so close ever since you were babies.
Yeah, Mom, I kind of wanted to, like, not go anymore either.
Suzette, I packed you an extra pair of stretchy pants just in case your stirrup pants get wet. Have fun on the hill, girls.
I don't need those.
I packed you some cheese and crackers and a couple of juice boxes.
Mom, I've got money. Just leave it alone.
And just do me a favor. Start on the bunny hill, okay? Because I know you're good skiers, both of you, but I still don't want anybody in a neck brace.
Why are you playing this song again? The song, I hate this music with the crazy eyes guy.
Well, it's because your dad was on sabbatical in Australia when you were in grade 3, and it was a special part of our life, and I just don't want you to forget that.
I know, and he tried to make me eat that Vegemite vegetable crap sandwich, and
Suzette,
it's disgusting.
Didgeridoo, do me a favor and be a little more respectful, please. I'm going to come in for just a little while, hang out in the lodge, and just make sure you girls are okay.
Rhonda, don't listen to her.
Rhonda, your mom told me specifically that you would, in fact, be listening to me because I am running the show.
Suzette's doing, like, writing letters, like, with her fingers to the girl.
Yeah.
So not telling about her mom.
Don't listen, we'll shake her. Plus, we're meeting Oliver at the top of the hill, and we're going to do a bump. They're going to do a quick bump at the top of the hill and then tackle the moguls.
And it's like, I got Molly.
Oliver's at the top of the hill going, fresh pow chicks. Let's pound some Molly? What do you do to the Molly?
Yeah, the Molly.
There's fresh pow, hotties. How am I doing as okay, Oliver? I feel like bad.
The next one, do janitors have to keep working?
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Hey. My name's Curtis.
And mine's Joe.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, I don't mind telling you. I'm willing to work March break if it means those little rugrats aren't around here getting underfoot, slipping around.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. I'm working.
Are you telling me you don't mind turning up the tunes in the hallway and getting stuff cleaned
up? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, it's our place again. No punks.
Hey, Joe.
I can even, like, sneak a couple brewskis in the back here in a cooler.
Check this out for a sec. It's a Tupperware container labeled Molly that I found in this locker. What do you think that is?
I don't know, but let's take it.
Well, I don't even know, like, is it for a headache or is it for seasonal anxiety disorder?
Here,
like,
me,
you don't even know what the kids are up
to. Give me one of those. Give me one of those.
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe it's, like, for
an
allergy.
Shut up. Come on, man.
Like, I'm allergic to pollen. Do you think I can take this?
Let's start checking all these lockers, see what else we got. Some contraband, check.
Well, I just found
Saturday
a big bag of
party.
Weed and some Fireball whiskey.
Saturday night party, check. Hey, maybe we should bring some girls over here and, like, just have some fun in the gym Saturday.
Do you know who I don't mind is that secretary there, Pauline?
Yeah,
I don't mind
not
the look of that thing
with...
in her rugby pants.
Yeah, I know, but let's keep the school people out of this.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating arrowroots.
It's on lockdown. Let's go to the beach and pick up some girls. Say we got the gym to ourselves.
I don't think I should have taken that there, Molly. I'm feeling a little... like I'm frisky and my forehead's sweating and I feel like I might be talking faster all of a sudden and
Here.
What material's your coveralls made of?
Here's these glow sticks.
Ever soft.
Apparently, if you move them around and shake them around, that's what you do.
Curtis and Joe are in for a night to remember.
Starting on the Molly.
How does their night end?
They're going to the beach all fired up on MDMA.
Someone shared a photograph. You know the Dirty Dome in Halifax.
Yeah, I saw that.
Someone shared a photograph of a guy and a girl having intimate relations on the sidewalk outside the Dirty Dome.
On the front step.
Not even like, let's go in this alley. It was like
no,
in front,
right out front
of the thing. Yeah.
Yes.
And it should maybe be the picture that we use to label this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Halifax.
The Dirty Dome.
Yeah.
Being dirty. Okay, last jam.
He had a bone air after the dome closed.
Okay.
Last jam. What is it?
That's the Dirty Dome with no dome.
Ugh.
Okay, Orange Julius on a Friday?
Yep.
Okay. I'm the manager and you're working there?
Yep. And we've been slammed.
Morty!
What is it?
Morty, I'm sick and tired of you. You got to move these lines. The
Kurt,
lines are ridiculous.
Have you been here all day? It's March break. It's March madness. I can't even get my thoughts together. People want strawberry. People want orange.
How come the strawberry's almost out? Look.
Because, I don't know, ever since we introduced the strawberry, people want strawberry, Julius, as much as orange. We should just stick to one thing and do it better than anybody else. I don't know why we're diversifying. What's next? Lemon, Julius?
What's next?
I mean, God.
What's next is Booster Juice is going to get more customers. That's what's next. You got to figure this out,
Maybe
Morty.
If you play awesome tunes like Eddie Grant, people wouldn't line up here. What do you think they're coming for, the butterfly laughter? No, it's the wonderful records that you're playing.
Well, you might not like this song, but it's... Remember he came in here last year. Eddie Grant came here and he got a strawberry. I only charged him $3.
Why did he get it for 80% off?
Because he's Eddie Grant.
Yeah.
It's a big song. It's
well, maybe
big,
I don't want
to. Song of my life, anyway. What should be important in your life is making sure these strawberries get out.
Okay, Orange Julius Caesar. Think you can rule me? Boss me around? You know what? This is an uprising. I quit. Make your own damn butterfly laughter. You
prick. Get out of here, Morty!
He just threw his apron down.
That's great. Let's wrap her up, Jonathan, on this episode.
You have to go pick up the kids, Gerst.
Yeah, we both have to go get the kids. Let's leave this song jamming, though. Want to take us out, bud?
Thanks for taking us higher on episode 63 of Taggart and Torrance. We'll let Eddie Grant do the talking. Boom gong gang go ding gong ju bong bao so dang do dang boom bang tik a doo dao.